Mason Vera Payne.
Xplicit is a DJ and producer with a long career in the music business. He has been releasing albums and singles for years and collaborated with many of the world's artists. He's here now discussing his latest single and longevity in the music industry. Thanks for joining me, Xplicit.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So what inspired you to become a DJ?
Just my love of music. I mean, from a very young age, I remember my parents always playing multiple genres, you know, rock, pop, reggae, just top 40s. And from that, I just started spawning them. As a teenager, I just fell in love with music, and I just started DJing at clubs, and it just took off from there, and it's something I never looked back on. I just kept the path.
Now, I know you've DJed as young as 13. Were you allowed in the clubs, or how did that work out?
So here's what happened. So back in the day when I was 13, we started throwing day parties for teenagers in high school. And that became a huge sensation, where we were getting 1,000 people for every party that we threw in the club. And from that, it landed me a night spot at the same club when I was 13. So from there, I just started growing. I just wasn't allowed to drink.
That's amazing. How late was your set?
Depends. So I had multiple sets through the night. So in the beginning, I started early, and then it spawned on to 11 p.m., 12, 1, 2, and then I closed out at 4 as well.
Wow, that's amazing. That's a really cool life for a 13-year-old, not gonna lie.
I know it was, right? And I was into all of the gears, you know, everything back then that was retro, because everything was analog. You had to carry big crates of records. You had to take some Denon 9000s along with you, and now everything is in a digital space.
Wow, that must be pretty trippy right now. You're right, going from carrying, you know, milk crates of gear to just like, hey, I got my thumbnail or my flash drive with me. But how does that feel? Like, was that a weird transition?
No, I love the transition, to be honest with you. And the reason being is because even with Serato, you could go back to records if you wanted to, or you could use turntables, whatever style you want to go with. It's just that instead of carrying crates and carrying CDs, everything is in a flash drive or your computer in a hard drive if you need to. It's very accessible. I think it was a smart move getting to where we're at now.
Now, you're not just a DJ, you're also a producer. When did you transition into that?
15, I started playing around with different beats on different records, and it's sort of grew from there, where Sony Music, they had a remix competition back then. I don't think it exists anymore. And that drew me onto that, because what I was doing is putting beats on different songs. And I started uploading on the Sony Music website, and it started taking off from there. And that helped me set myself apart in the club, because no one would have what I was playing, and everyone always wanted it.
So with your producing style, is it similar to your DJ style?
It is. So I'm very versatile. So I'm very open format, where I go from genre to genre if I need to. But and that takes a lot in my style, because I love dance. I love music in general. I love all different genres, and I try to combine them, but I try to stick to my roots where I'm at as well. And so the core is dance, but I try to go left and right a little bit.
Do you have any memorable tracks that you produced?
Memorable tracks that I produced. There's a couple of tracks that I produced that were not signed off on, so they're unreleased. But a memorable track that I produced, there's one that did really well for a reggae artist, Egyptian, and it did top 8 on iTunes 200 in 2015.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Now, when you're producing for another artist, how do you find out what best suits them?
I take their style. I do research. I listen to where they're at. I listen to their vocals, see what type of tempo and key works best for them. And from that, I start constructing something, and I go back. My process is very different. A lot of times I'll start something, and then I'll let it sit for a day or two, and then go back to it with a fresh feel, with a new set of ears, basically, to get me to feel where I'm at. And then I go in that direction to see if it works for them. And after that, I'll get them to record their vocals, get their acapella, and then I will post-product it as well and make it work.
Now, I heard you also play the piano. Do you ever integrate that with your songs or even your performances?
I do. I definitely do. So that's part of it. With the MIDI keyboard, it's easier for me to integrate sounds and keys in there to get to where I have to get to. Piano, definitely something that I love. I started out playing the drums when I was a kid, but I transitioned more into piano because on the production side of things.
Wow, drums, piano, DJing at 13. Man, you've done it all so far. Is there anything that you haven't done yet?
I mean, I'd love to play at some of the festivals when it opens back up. That's something I haven't done yet. I've played at a lot of clubs and smaller festivals, but one of the things that I'm looking forward to is playing at a big Ultra Fest or any of the other big festivals out there around the world.
So tell me about your latest song, Different.
So Different, I teamed up with Amiria, who's the vocalist on that song. And, you know, it's about being positive through a tough situation. And it's for anyone who has gone through ups and downs. And, you know, I reached out to Amiria, and she sent me back the vocal in a couple of days with the different options. And then I tweaked it, I edited the vocals, and I turned it into a fierce, fun, energetic single, and that's what it turned out to be. And I think it's going to be a smash hit, honestly. I'm going to really push this single.
That's amazing. Did you really like working with Amiria? Was it pretty easy?
It was very easy, actually. She's very communicative. She responds very fast. And any tweaks that I had, she made it right away, and we got it done within 2 weeks.
Now, I know you have a lot of expertise with being a DJ. Is there anything that you can recommend to upcoming artists that they can do to be successful, too?
As a DJ or just in general?
In general.
In general, I would say hone your craft. Practice, practice, practice. It makes perfect. And just don't give up after the first no. Don't give up after a bad record. Just keep pursuing what your dreams are, and it's going to happen for you. It took me some time to go from genre to genre and different labels to labels, but I'm here today, and now, you know, my career has taken off to where I needed to get to.
Now, what are some things we can expect from you from this upcoming year?
This year, so I have this single dropping tomorrow, actually, on Friday. And then I have another pop single coming out and some more remixes that I'm working on. And then hopefully we'll be able to get to a couple of festivals. But I'm looking forward to really trying to tour either in the European market or the American market this year.
Well, thank you, Xplicit, for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. And for those listening, where can they find more information about you?
You can check out my website, www.djxplicit.com. That's X-P-L-I-C-I-T. Or on Instagram, DJ_Xplicit, X-P-L-I-C-I-T. Same thing on Twitter. And you could just give me a follow and send me a DM, and I'll respond.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MasonVeraPayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.